Donald O'Connor died yesterday of heart failure in Calabasas, California. The legendary dancer, actor, and comedian was 78. Donald O'Connor's career began in vaudeville and carried him to Hollywood. He made over 50 films, the greatest of which is undoubtedly Singin' in the Rain, with Gene Kelly and Debbie Reynolds. He also starred with a talking mule for 6 films in the enormously popular Francis series in the 1950s. Donald O'Connor was a warm, funny, and gracious man. I was lucky enough to interview him in 1997 when he remembered his earliest days as a performer.
I was about 13 months old, they tell me, when I first started dancing. And they'd hold me up by the back of my neck, and they'd start the music, and I would dance.
Huh.
You could do that with any kid, only I got paid for it.
Now, you would appear as you were sort of a specialty act. You would do the
Well,
dance
we were known as the O'Connor family. I come from a circus family, and they graduated into vaudeville. We were known as the O'Connor family, the royal family of vaudeville. And we did singing, dancing, comedy, and acrobatics.
Mm-hmm. Now, would you learn a lot of routines or combinations, or would it be like a certain set of routines that you would do on that show after show, city after city, place after place?
Yeah, Leanne, what we did, see, I learned 2 dance routines. I looked like the world's greatest dancer. I did triple wings and everything. But I had never had any formal training, so when I went into movies and started working with all those great dancers, I had a terrible time. I couldn't pick up routines because I didn't have any formal training. At the age of 15, from 15 on, I really had to learn to dance, and that's quite old for someone to start dancing real heavy professionally.
In the 1952 masterpiece Singin' in the Rain, Donald O'Connor performed the one number for which he will always be remembered.
Make 'em laugh, make 'em laugh. Don't you know everyone wants to laugh? My dad said be an actor, my son. But be a comical one. They'll be standing in lines for those old honky-tonk monkey shines. Now you could study Shakespeare and be quite elite, and you could charm the critics and have nothing to eat. Just slip on a banana peel, the world's at your feet. Make 'em laugh, make 'em laugh, make 'em laugh. Make 'em laugh. Don't you know everyone wants to laugh?
They didn't have a solo dance for me in the movie, and we thought we'd have to do another number like Moses Supposes, and Gene picked out a tune called Follow in My Footsteps. And then one day we were in the rehearsal hall, and Roger Edens, who was a great writer, came in, and he gave us this lead sheet on Make 'em Laugh. And Kelly was busy, so he said, why don't you go in and get the pianos and take the girls in, which was Carol Haney and Jeannie Coyne, his assistants. And he said, why don't you see what you can come up with? So I went in, and I'd have the pianos. I call for a lot of props, and the girls thought I was the funniest man in the world. I really had their funny bone. I'd say hello in the morning, and they'd fall down on the ground laughing. And so I started doing these pratfalls, or whatever they laughed at the most, I said, write it down. So that's how the number came about, through love and laughter.
Yeah.
And it was all spontaneous.
All spontaneous?
Yeah.
This is stuff you had. I mean, I saw the article about you in the New York Times, and it says you were stealing from yourself.
That's right. From all the other pictures. You see, that was the compilation of all the things that I had ever done before. For instance, the thing in back of the couch, I augmented that with a dummy, but I did that in a number called I Love a Mystery. And also I augmented that with that run around on the floor I do before I do the back somersaults off the wall. That was Curly's of the Three Stooges.
Oh, sure.
They used to do that all the time.
Do you know how many small children, who were small children when I was a small child, tried to do the walk up the wall and somersault after watching you?
Make 'em laugh. Make 'em laugh.
I know a lot of people got hurt.
Yeah. Didn't you?
Yeah.
Didn't you?
No. I was a top mounter in the act, a hand balancer, and my brothers were the acrobats. So anytime I had to do anything physical like that, acrobatic, I'd bring my brother Jack in, and he would teach me the trick. And that running up the wall doing the back somersault's kind of scary.
Yeah. And, of course, running up the wall and going through it.
Yeah. Yeah, right. It was a good finish.
Donald O'Connor knew the importance of a good finish. According to a statement from the O'Connor family, his final words were, "I'd like to thank the Academy for my lifetime achievement award that I will eventually get." Donald O'Connor died yesterday at the age of 78.